This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study today, If I Were the Devil. As we've pointed out to you, it is our plan to study in 2 main divisions as we consider this question or this point, if I were the devil, what would I do? First of all, there's some things that I would try to do with the world, that is, those who are not Christians, those who are out of the church. And secondly, there's some things that I would try to do with those that are in the church. We have just come to the point last time, just finished up, with the idea that if I were the devil, I would try to get men to hold that the question of the existence of God is a nonsensical question, or that there simply isn't enough evidence for us to decide one way or the other, or that if there is, I should decide that God does not exist. I pointed out already that even if the devil should fail in persuading a particular person to accept any one of these views, he still does not give up. He will keep trying to cause you to do something else that will lead to the salvation or to the damnation of your soul. The next thing I suggest that he might do is to lead you to be a subjectivist. Now, that is a high-powered word, to be sure, but it means nothing more than the fact that you're claiming that truth is not absolute, that each person creates his own truth. It simply means that whatever you think is right for you. And though somebody else may hold something that's contradictory to that, it still is the case that both positions are true. What I think is right for me, goes the old story. Of course, if the devil could persuade men to believe that, the Bible would be worthless. It would be worthless so far as they're concerned. It would mean that men would reject the Bible. I cannot follow the Bible by simply holding that whatever I think is right just because I think it, or that I create my own truth. God has not given me the power or the authority of writing a scripture. He gave me the obligation of finding out what He has given in the scriptures, in the Bible, and applying that to my own life. But suppose the devil cannot persuade me to be a subjectivist. And he cannot persuade me to be an atheist or an agnostic. Well, he still isn't going to give up. He will still work hard to try to persuade you to reject the Lord Jesus Christ and not obey the gospel. One way he might do that, in addition to the ones we've already talked about, is to persuade you to be a hedonist. Now, the word hedonist is from the Greek word which means pleasure. You know, there are many people who think that the only thing in life worthwhile is pleasure. Basically, physical pleasure. To claim that pleasure is it is the point with many people. There are those who simply rave, as it were, that we should forget such passages as Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, in which the Lord pleads with us to not be conformed according to this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, we are taught to stop loving the world. You cannot love the world and love God. You cannot love God and love the world. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not to be concerned at all about material matters, but it does mean that we are to put them in their proper perspective. They're not to be all that important to us. That serving God, serving the Lord Jesus Christ, should be the one and uppermost point, the basic goal in the life of each one of us. But if the devil cannot persuade you to be a hedonist, if you say, well, I realize that while it's good to have pleasure and to be happy, that simply having physical pleasure is not the whole story by any means. He will not give up. He will perhaps then lead you to try to turn to science and to hold that scientists have the key. They hold the answers to every real basic question that we have to ask. But our time is gone for today. We'll have to consider that point next time. But I do want you to know that I'm so glad you've been with us today, and I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study, If I Were the Devil.